Good evening and welcome to our Wednesday night broadcast. This is a special Wednesday night because it's the final night of our missionary focus. And if you were joining us at the weekend on Sunday past, it was our missionary Sunday, and we were glad to have Donald Fleming in the morning from Faith in Action Ministries, and then our brother Derek Maxwell from SGA on Sunday evening. If you missed those meetings, you can catch up again with them on Facebook or on Sermon Audio. But tonight, we bring our missionary focus to its conclusion, and this evening we're going to hear from Linda Corey, who is serving the Lord, of course, with CEF, and she's based in Sibiu. And of course, a lot of us know Linda, and she's had a long association with our church. And so we thank Linda for sending a report to us, and we look to the Lord to bless as we listen to what she will share this evening. As I mentioned on the Lord's Day, in terms of our giving, and ordinarily we would take up an offering on both the Wednesday night and the Sunday of our missionary weekend. But of course, not being in the church building, we've decided to do that this Sunday. Being Easter Sunday, we are hoping to be back in our building. And so what we're planning to do is dedicate the entire offering lifted on Sunday morning from those in the building. And that will be given to our missionaries that have been represented over this weekend. But as I've said, if you aren't able to be out and you would still like to give to the mission weekend, then why not contact myself or Gary McNeil or John Reed, and either we can collect that from your house, or you can speak to Gary about giving an alternative way. So do please remember that. And can I thank all of our missionary folks who have taken part over this weekend, and the committee who have been behind organising these things. It's not easy to organise a missionary weekend in lockdown and not being able to be in the church building, but we're thankful to those that have made it happen. And God willing, our next missionary weekend will be the last weekend in September, and hopefully that'll be back in the church, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. Just a couple of other announcements, and to say that we are hoping to be back in our church building for worship on Sunday morning at 11:30, and we would love for you to join us if you can. And maybe you haven't been out of church maybe in almost a year. Well, here's a good opportunity for you to join us on this very special Sunday, being Easter Sunday, Resurrection morning, as we celebrate the fact that Christ is risen. And you feel free to come and join us. All the social distancing measures are in place. The church is well sanitized, well spaced out, and we'll be returning to all the same protocols that were in place before the building was closed. Just to say a couple of things, remember that face coverings are mandatory, and that's the legal legislation, unless you have a medical exemption. So if you're coming to the place of worship, can we ask you please to keep your mask on for the entirety of the service. Also, we are encouraging you to break bread with us, and we have incorporated our breaking of bread service into the main service, and we really feel it's something that's vitally important that we do as we come together, particularly on Resurrection Sunday. And I know it's maybe not ideal that we're asking you to bring your own emblems, but let's not get distracted by the emblems when we can think about the Lord. Bring some bread, and bring juice of whatever kind. Don't worry, and maybe you feel self-conscious about that. Don't you worry about that. You just come in your own way and remember the Lord in the breaking of bread. I hope to be the preacher both morning and evening. And on the Sunday evening, we won't be in the church building for the next two Sundays. We do continue to keep those remotely for this week and for next week, but we do hope to recommence our Sunday evening services on Sunday the 18th. So do please remember that. I know it's maybe easy to be elsewhere on Easter Sunday or whatever, but I would certainly value your support in tuning in as we look on Sunday all day at John chapter 11, the famous story of Lazarus and how the Lord raised him from the dead. And we're going to look at a death-trumping declaration where Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." We'll look at the first part in the morning, and then, God willing, we'll look at the second part on Sunday evening. Just looking a little bit further ahead and to put something in your diary, this night, next week, God willing, we will be recommencing our Bible studies in the church, and I'm going to say a little bit more about that on Sunday. But again, we are encouraging you back out to God's house for our Bible study and prayer meeting, and we'll be picking up our series in the book of Ephesians again. And now that's all I want to say by way of announcement. Other than that, I want to just express our condolences to our sister Eileen Gibson. She lost a sister very suddenly on Monday. And we want to remember Reg and Eileen at this particular time and remember them in our prayers. Now, just before we come to pray and before we hand over to Linda, let me read just a couple of verses. And thinking of Derek Maxwell, he says, I remember him preaching at one of our last missionary weekends, and he spoke on Matthew chapter 28, and he said our Lord's last command was our first commission. And I'm going to read that. And Jesus, this is in Matthew 28 and verse 18, it says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." And there's the great mission text that the Lord has asked us to go into all the world. And whether that's into Saintfield or the surrounding area, whether that's to Romania or the furthermost parts of the earth, the Lord has us as his messengers, and we're all missionaries. And so we have a duty in these days to continue to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Now, before we hand over to Linda, let's just commit our time to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we bow before you this evening. And we want to thank you for this another opportunity to listen to what you, the Lord, are doing across our world. We thank you that though there's a worldwide pandemic, we do thank you that there's still a worldwide gospel. And we thank you that in dark days there's hope. And though, Father, that there's been a period where church buildings have been closed, we thank you that your word has still been going forth. We thank you we heard even on Sunday, Lord, how that missionaries are in their own countries and locals are still able to take the word of God and spread it. And Lord, we thank you for that. And we do pray, Lord, that you would help us not to grow comfortable or apathetical, but Lord, help us even to be reinvigorated with zeal and passion and taking the word of God forth. We do thank you as we approach this Easter weekend for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for him who came, the one who was born at Christmas time, but we know died at Easter. And we thank you that he went to the cross and there bore our sins in his own body on the tree. But Father, how we rejoice that he didn't stay dead, but that he has risen again. And what a hope that gives as the Lord Jesus claims to be the resurrection and the life. And we thank you that in him is life. And we thank you that all of us who know him have the assurance that through him we shall live also. And Lord, we do pray that in these days, Lord, those that are struggling and maybe those that have lost loved ones, the Lord would take hope in the fact that they have their hope in Christ. We do pray for Eileen this evening and Reg and Lord, this sudden death that has entered their home. And we do pray, Father, that you will draw near and that you would comfort not only them but others, Father, that are dealing with loss in these days, that Father, that you would draw graciously and tenderly near to them. Lord, we thank you that we can approach your throne this evening, and we do so boldly, and we just pray that as we come together on the Lord's Day, that you would put it into the hearts of all your people to be out in the house of God as much as possible. That, Father, you would give us a love for the gathering of your people in Saintfield, that you would give us a love for coming together, and, Lord, help us to be in our place on the Lord's Day. Father, we look to you to bless us this evening. Bless Linda as she shares this report, and may she and the missionaries that she serves alongside and the locals and all the work of CEF be blessed and your name be glorified in these days. Father, we commit ourselves to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi everyone, and a big hello from Sibiu, Romania, where I have been actually for this last year. It's been actually more than a year since I have traveled outside of Romania and even outside of Sibiu, the city that I live in. I was to be home, of course, last autumn for deputation. That didn't work out, and I don't know if it will work out for this year to be able to make a trip later in the year. But at least we still can communicate, whether it's by Zoom or a video clip or WhatsApp or Skype or FaceTime, whatever technical tools we're using these days to keep in touch with people. It's great to be able to do that tonight. So thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with you a little bit about the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship in Europe, and especially the training ministries, which is what I am involved with mostly these days. I want to begin actually by reading to you some verses from the Bible, very well-known verses. But I have been thinking about these verses recently, and there are two different passages, and they have been a real encouragement as I have been thinking about the ministry that God has called me to, the ministry that all of us are involved in as His church and His people, in taking the gospel to those who haven't heard. So I'm going to read just the first few verses. It's found in Romans 10, and I'll be reading from verse 10 of Romans chapter 10. And there's a little title on this section of my Bible, and it just simply says this: a message of salvation to all. And this is wonderful news for you and for me. And of course, Paul in this chapter up until now had been talking about God's special people, Israel. And now it turns not just to the Jew, but also to the Greek. And this wonderful message that the gospel, the message of salvation, is for all people. So from verse 10 of Romans 10: for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how will they preach unless they are sent? So many questions that Paul asks here in this passage. And it could be that there are times when we too can ask questions like this and become discouraged, like this last year. Sometimes we can wonder, how will others hear the gospel? When churches are closed, when kids' clubs are cancelled, when camps are postponed, how will they hear? Whenever we think of countries that are difficult to reach, that are dangerous to reach, communities where there are many obstacles to proclaim the gospel because of restrictions, how are they going to hear? How will they hear the gospel? Sometimes the problem is a lack of workers or a lack of finances. There can be so many different reasons that bring these kinds of questions to our mind. But do you know something? God has a plan, because this is God's work. It's not my work, it's not our work, it's God's work. And he has provided a way of salvation for all, and he has a plan for the gospel to be taken. And that plan involves feet. And I didn't read the last part of verse 15 of Romans 10. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. This is God's plan. And it's wonderful to be a part of that plan. And do you know God gives us a little glimpse into the future just to show us the outcome of that plan. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9. John says, After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, all the tribes and all the peoples, all the languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in robes of white, with palm branches in their hands, crying out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." God has a plan, and it involves those with the gospel of good news, those that are described as the messengers with beautiful feet. That is God's plan, to take the good news to those who have not heard. So even if it seems difficult, even though there seems to be so many obstacles, remember, God provided a salvation for all people, all men, every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And we see a little glimpse of that coming to pass in the book of Revelation. So this encourages us, despite the difficulties and despite the obstacles that come our way, to continue taking that good news, the gospel of peace, and to be the kind of people with beautiful feet to take that message. And I want to tell you today, or this evening, about some of those people and some of the ways that we prepare those people with beautiful feet to take the gospel of good news to children in Europe who have never heard. Let me tell you about two of them. Katya from Estonia and Andrei from Bulgaria. Now, while Katya and Andrei are worlds apart and they have never ever met, they share many things in common. Both of them heard the gospel at Good News Club. Andrei trusted the Lord at Good News Club, and Katya at a summer camp that she was invited to from her Good News Club. Both of them had a desire and a passion to reach and teach children with the gospel, not only in their local church, but also in their neighborhood, in villages close by, and even in the towns beyond. Both of them had a desire to become better teachers of children. Katya heard about CEF's Teaching Children Effectively program, and as soon as she heard about it, she signed up. And she took the training, and as a result of that training, she began to implement it, and she started a Good News Club. She took another course that CEF offers, a special course for reaching and teaching the preschool child. And as she took that training, she again began to implement it. In 2019, Katya obeyed God's call in her life, and she traveled to the Ukraine, where she took CEF's 12-week leadership training course in the Russian language. Andrei became a volunteer in the Pliven area of Bulgaria, and he worked there together with the local CEF worker, a lady called Krasi. And Krasi could see the potential in this young lad called Andrei, and so she invited him in Bulgaria to take the Teaching Children Effectively Level 1 course there. And Andrei began to use what he was taught. She then got him to take the level 2 of that course, and again Andrei used what he was taught in the children's ministry he was involved with there. He went on to take the junior teens training, which Krasi also signed him up for. In 2017, I had the privilege of meeting Andrei because he traveled up to Sibiu, Romania, and he took the 12-week children's ministry leadership course here. Now, what are Katya and Andrei doing today? Well, Katya is serving as a volunteer in CEF in Estonia and is at this moment in time praying and asking for God's leading as she considers coming into the work full time. But as she is praying and asking God to lead, she's not sitting idly doing nothing. She's busy teaching 3 Good News Clubs every week. When she has possibility, she's involved in organizing sports events and sports clubs and evangelism. She organizes day clubs and day camps and holiday Bible clubs. She organizes training seminars for the Russian-speaking people up in her area of Estonia. What is Andrei doing? Andrei, every week, is teaching in 13 different Good News Clubs. He's working with orphan children in a village, called Roman. He's teaching RE in a local primary school, and he's also involved in teens ministry in another village twice a month. Katya and Andrei represent only 2 of the 600 plus full-time CEF workers and thousands of trained volunteers who have beautiful feet and who are taking the gospel to children. Because that's what the training ministry in CEF is all about. It's training and equipping people with a calling and a passion from God to take the gospel to those who have not heard. Praise God for these opportunities. And that is our prayer for training ministry in every country throughout Europe and where CEF workers are busy equipping and preparing others. Others with beautiful feet who are taking the gospel to children who have never heard. Let me tell you about a course that took place last year when all of our other training courses, residential face-to-face training courses, were cancelled or postponed. One course was able to continue, and that happened in Germany. We had the 12-week children's ministry leadership course planned in Germany. Most of the students, all of them except one, were from Germany. There was one student from Holland. And the majority of the teachers were also from Germany. So this meant that it was much easier to organize a course for just the German people with the majority of German teachers. Those of us who were on the teaching staff and not from Germany, we were able to continue to teach and join the students via Zoom, via Live Link, and we were able to do our teaching that way. But most of the students who were there were able to have their teachers present with them and to take the training. Now, it wasn't without hiccups, and there were a few times when it was almost to the point of having to stop the course or cancel the course because of issues with COVID. But praise God, he cared for everyone, every staff member and every student. And that course was able to take place. 9 students graduated from the Children's Ministry Leadership course. We call it the CMLC. And they graduated from that course, and 5 of them are now serving full-time in CEF. 4 of them in Germany and 1 of them in Holland. And it's so encouraging to hear that the others who took part in that course are also involved in CEF in some way, whether it's serving in a local CEF committee or as a volunteer in some kind of ministry reaching children. God really had his hand upon that training. And practically everyone is involved in some way in ministry. And that's wonderful. Despite the difficulties that there were, despite COVID and despite restrictions and despite the concerns that there were, God kept his hand and that course was able to go ahead and to be completed. And God has called workers into the ministry full time as a result. That's what training is about, equipping and preparing those who will take the gospel of good news preparing those with beautiful feet to take that message to children in their country, in their city, in their neighborhood, children that need to hear the gospel. Let me tell you about something that we're planning coming up now, just next month, in fact. During the months of April and May, we are organizing what would normally be taught over 10 days at a residential course. It's a special instructor level training course for teens ministry. And normally it's full-time CEF workers come for this training, because as a result of this instructor level training, those who finish the course go on then to organize training courses for leaders of teens ministry in their countries where they come from. Now, normally when we organize these residential face-to-face courses, we're really pleased if we have maybe 15, 16 students coming together from different countries to take this training. Well, now we're doing it online, and we're spreading the teaching over a longer period of time, over 4 weeks of training in shorter segments. But as a result, we have 34 students who are signed up for this training, and they represent 12 different European countries. And we need your prayers. This is the first time we have organized a course like this online using Zoom. And it's also the first time we are using a version of Zoom that allows us to have translation channels. So I'm not even going to attempt to try to explain how it all works. We will find out next month. It will be the first time we do this. But by using this version of Zoom, it will allow us not only for English speaking students or students who can understand English to take the training, but we can also have translators so that we can translate this course into four languages at the same time. Now, we need the translators, of course, but this version of Zoom allows us to be able to have those translators operating on different channels within the platform. And then the students who understand, whether it's Hungarian or Serbian or German or Romanian, to choose their language channel, and they can hear their translator translating the teaching without it disturbing anyone else. Great! Well, ask me if it's great or not after we've tried it out, but it sounds like it's going to be great. But pray for all the preparations that are going on at this moment in time, and just pray that technology will work well and that we will really know God's help as we teach this course, and we are able to equip 34 of our workers who will then go back and in turn train many more leaders of teens ministry in their countries. And just imagine the number of feet is now multiplying through this ministry, feet who are taking the gospel out across Europe in all those different countries and in all those different languages. So pray for that course, and especially during the months of May, April and May. So after Easter, the week after Easter week, that course begins, and really pray for that, and that God will really use this course for His glory. This summer, we had planned to have a residential children's ministry leadership course, the full 12-week course here in Sibiu. But earlier this year, we, as we prayed and thought about the wisdom of trying to continue with this kind of training, if it was going to be possible or not. And the more we thought and the more we prayed, the more we realized, let's make a decision which helps us to plan more definitely. And so we cancelled the 12-week residential course, and instead we are now organizing the training, first 6 weeks of this training, the content of the first 6 weeks of this training, and to teach it online over a 9-week period. So it makes the training teaching time a little bit less intensive. Instead of 6 classes every day, there are 4 classes every day. But all the same homeworks and assignments that the students still have to complete, and all the other things that they have to, that are part of this course and that they need to take part in and complete. So it is still quite an intensive course, but of course it can be taken at home using the Zoom platform. And along with that, we'll also be using Google Classroom because our CMLC training involves quite a lot of extra materials and resources and books and assignments and all kinds of other bits and pieces involved in this bigger training course. And so we're using the combination of both Google Classroom and Zoom. Now, pray for us again with the whole technology side of things, both for the teachers and also for the students, for both sets. This is a big change in both teaching and in studying. So really pray for all those preparations for this course, preparations for staff, for teachers, and for the students who'll be taking the course. So far, we have 12 students who have been accepted for this training. We have a few more in the pipeline, so it could be that we'll have upwards of 16, 17 students in the end taking this training online, and at the moment, 6 different European countries are represented by this group. So again, pray for that. Pray for the students who are preparing to come and take this training. Pray for us as we prepare for the course. Pray for our staff as they prepare their teaching from a classroom setting to an online setting. And just pray that God will really undertake in this training, and that as a result, He will call more workers into full-time ministry, more workers, more volunteers who are ready to take the good news, to go with their beautiful feet, taking the beautiful message of the gospel to children who haven't heard. The Apostle Paul in Romans 10 brought all these questions. How are they going to hear, and how will they believe, and how are they going to go unless they're sent? How will the children of Britain, Ireland, Germany, Romania, Portugal, Moldova, the Netherlands, Italy, Greece, Slovenia, Croatia, Slovakia, Kosovo, Montenegro, Serbia, Russia, Ukraine, Armenia, how are they going to hear? They are going to hear because God has a plan, and that plan involves feet. Your feet and mine. And the feet of all these students at all these different training programs who are being equipped and made ready to take the gospel of peace, the good news of the gospel, to children throughout Europe who have never heard. Will you continue to pray for the training ministry of CEF throughout Europe, equipping and getting an army of beautiful feet ready to take the gospel to children? Thank you for your prayers, and thank you so much for your support, not just in this last year or two, but down through the years. Thank you so much for being so faithful, and I want to encourage you to continue in this ministry of prayer, continue in supporting the work of missions, and especially in the work of reaching children in Europe. God has a plan. Read Revelation chapter 7 just again and be encouraged. God has given us a great privilege and a great joy and a great responsibility to be involved in a plan that one day will culminate in a multitude that no one can number standing before the throne. We'll be part of that multitude too, because someone told us the good news of the gospel. So thank you so much. God bless you, and keep safe. Bye-bye.